Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Rob Dews sitting in for Alex while he is at Chantilly, Virginia at the Westfields Marriott protesting the cockroaches and global mafia that is the Bilderberg Group. He was being questioned by a mainstream media reporter about the possibility of a Romney-Rand Paul ticket for VP. And apparently they had a meeting on the 23rd of May, lasted about 30 minutes. It was a closed-door meeting. You know, so who knows? Maybe that could happen. I personally don't think that Rand Paul is going to be muzzled. He is definitely too outspoken on too many issues that Romney favors, which is mainly wars, more wars of aggression, going after other people's minerals and oil, stuff like that. So I don't think that's going to be a reality. I think maybe he's just testing the waters, maybe to try to calm people down. As soon as we get that feedback up and it sounds good, we'll go back to him, back to Alex Jones in Virginia. He is leading the protest, and it's a movement with no leader. Everybody out there is a leader. Everybody out there is taking action. Alex Jones is just happens to have built a his own media empire with his own two hands and with the help of listeners from around the world. We're not sponsored by NBC, MSNBC, Lockheed Martin. All right, we're going to bring Alex in right now and see what he's got to say.
Okay, Alex is not on here. Okay, Alex, here. We are back up. All right, Alex is being managed to defense.
Alex, we're back up. You can talk now.
Okay.
Hey, Alex, who are you talking to? What media outfit was that guy from?
It was Salon. It was just wedge issue after wedge issue.
Yeah, totally.
Paul.
I'm trendy.
Thank you. And there's like big wedges going on and all this stuff. And I'm just like, whatever. Liberty's the future.
Yeah, he doesn't understand that. He's too busy growing his beard. Yeah, the other guy was from The Guardian. So what else is going on right now?
Press. Is the Associated Press still here? Because I got to see the Associated Press.
We must see the press pass.
It's just amazing that the Associated Press was out here.
Does he have a press pass, Alex?
Does he have a press pass is the question. Say what? Hi, hey, brother.
Hey, so I don't know if you heard. I'm just informing you, Alex. It seems like on the 23rd that Rand Paul and Romney had a closed-door meeting for about 30 minutes. It doesn't say – I assume it was face-to-face. It doesn't say if it was. But and that's about it.
Oh, it means face-to-face.
Nothing really else on that.
Can I sit here for 5 minutes? Oh, anyways, we broadcasting live right now?
We're live, Alex. Go ahead. What do you have to say?
No, it's just hard to broadcast out here because people are, all the great patriots are trying to shake my hand and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm ready to jump in anytime we have some new articles out.
The Salon guy, and never got to talk to the Associated Press. Washington Post was out here earlier. This is a big win for Liberty, folks. This is a big win. I mean, they have made fun of us for so long, saying this didn't even exist. Can you imagine how bad this is hurting these people? And then notice they're still even attacking Ron Paul. Salon was making fun of me last week about Bilderberg, like it didn't exist, and calling me the hero journalist. And now they're out here, and it's just attack Ron Paul, attack Ron Paul. That's what the editor obviously told them. Get in there, cover it, drive wedges in the movement, because Bilderbergs in there are so angry about Ron Paul. And I'm told that article's going mega viral with a two-minute video of Jim Tucker with his inside source with Bilderberg saying they want Ron Paul dead. That's big news at Infowars.com. What do you make of that, Rob?
I think that is great news that, you know, we're affecting them that much, that the movement is affecting them, that there's so many Ron Paul supporters out there who want freedom, who want liberty, and it's getting in their face. And that's what's working. And we're going to be right back. We're going to break again. We've got some new articles up. I'll tell you about when we get back from the break. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. I'm Rob Dew sitting in, and we got Alex live in Chantilly, Virginia, confronting the Bilderberg Group. This is amazing.
It's Infowars.com. We're fearless and double tough.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Do you have a cell phone? Does your wireless cell phone provider allow you to get your service for free? How much money would free cell phone service save you? Introducing SellWealthForLife.com, the best-kept secret in the $210 billion cell phone industry. Imagine unlimited cell phone service, free every month, and get paid helping others do the same. Would you rather pay your cell phone bill to your provider every month, or would you rather pay yourself plus earn free services with SellWealthForLife.com? Yes, free unlimited calling, texting, and web access nationwide could be yours before you pay your next cell phone bill. Watch our video at sellwealthforlife.com, spelled C-E-L-L-W-E-A-L-T-H for life.com. Or call our recorded hotline for details at 559-546-1046. 559-546-1046. It's time to stop paying your cell phone bill and start making some serious money with SellWealthForLife.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Several hundred people protesting, a lot more than yesterday. I know this is going to be about 300 or so. More people are arriving. The police are now a mile away trying to stop people. But there's some side streets where you can get dropped off or brought by a shuttle from your hotel. Don't try to stay at the Hyatt. The police marched in front of us and said, you don't take people anywhere from this hotel. You are living in North Korea. We've seen them arresting people for any reason they can. And we've also seen them just writing tickets of people that even pull over in parking lanes to let people out. It's unprecedented. And we're joined by Kevin Dina of WorldNet Daily. Is that right?
Deanna.
Hey, man, I knew you. I met you the other day. You're awesome. I've seen your videos, but I'm brain dead today. So Kevin's here with us from WorldNet Daily. And now I'm calling WorldNet Daily something else. I'm getting tired doing this. And Michael Thompson. Hey, I can't mess that up. Marketing coordinator. And, of course, you write for and do a bunch of other stuff. And so I'm going to use my headset as just a mic for both of you because our other mic's not working. I mean, this is cutting-edge media coverage that you guys are doing at WND.com, cutting-edge we're doing over at InfoWars.com. You know, you guys have been as big as, say, something like the Washington Times Online or bigger for years. You have all your print editions, one of the biggest independent publishers in the country now. And so I've got to say, even before the Drudge Report was covering it, and he helped break at all, you know, the dam in the last 5 years, WorldNet Daily has been covering Bilderberg and sending correspondents around. What is it like now to see the Washington Times covering it? Now the Washington Post here today, the Associated Press, the London Guardian. The dam is breaking. We were talking over at your office just the other night, Kevin, and you were very astute when you said, you know, they're going to be forced to cover it, and then they're going to make jokes about it, and that's not going to hold water. So, Kevin, I'm going to hand the mic to you. I'm not going to sit here and even try to interview you because there's one mic. I want you to just take your time breaking down your observations, what you've seen, and then hand it over to your other associate, Michael, there. Here you go, my friend.
All right. Well, I think as we talked about yesterday, it's a game changer on a couple different levels. One, the fact that they actually have to have this discussion. This is the discussion that they can't win. I mean, the first thing that they have to do is try to ignore it and then mock it. But now that they actually have to discuss it on the merits, this is something that when people find out about it, instinctively they know something's wrong. All these hundreds of people who are here are coming from very diverse ideological backgrounds, just talking to different people. But everybody here knows something is deeply wrong about what's going on in there. And everybody is here coming well out of their way to drive here to protest for that very reason. So this is a game changer. The second thing that's happening, I think, is that you're seeing the mask of repression. It's showing a lot more. The fact that the security is becoming a lot more intensified, the fact that you're actually seeing arrests today, the fact that they're pulling people over who are just driving by, some people who don't even really know what's going on, the fact that you see people who are honking and then like the cops will like pull them over like down the road. I mean, this is all something genuinely new, and this is also something genuinely frightening. So that's why this is becoming a legitimate story, and that's why more and more people are becoming interested in it.
Michael, you want...
By the way, it's got to be about 400 people now, 500. It's a lot bigger than I thought. Now that I'm standing out here, there's about, what, 250 yards of just solid people. There's more on the other side, more coming. They're not stopping people coming here. And I've been told the backlash of them trying to keep us from getting here, that people all over the country are coming now. What do you make of that? And then,
well, it's remarkable because, one, this isn't a very convenient location. I mean, it's not like there's parking nearby or that it's easy to get here. People are getting dropped off from a long ways away and then walking over. I think this kind of builds my point. Once they open up this debate, it's a bad thing because people see it, they become interested, they start showing up. Right. And once now that they actually have to argue against it, that's something they really can't win, just by the fact that they have to argue against it.
Absolutely, Michael Thompson.
Well, I guess the only thing I would add is that right now one of the top movies in the world is The Avengers. Who's all seen The Avengers? Everyone seen it? Did anybody wonder why the American government wasn't in that? It was some shadowy organization that overheld the SHIELD. Anybody notice that? Alex, we were talking about that.
No, it's like NATO, and yeah. Now the UN and NATO say they run our military treasonously. The SecDef gets up there and tells Congress, no, we might come to you, but the UN gives the orders. Obama says it, and that's what all the movies and children's shows, it's all shadowy global groups.
Yeah.
It's like Cobra runs things. Basically, Cobra took America over. Go ahead.
Well, and on that point, yes, Cobra.
You
got to
go with it.
I got to go with it. The main point is the United States military refused to work with the Avengers film because they couldn't figure out who exactly is SHIELD working for. And this is, and the military work with Battleship. I mean, that Rihanna film. And, they're not working with the Avengers. The point is, that film brought a lot of the aspects that, you know, Alex talks about. Alex is doing such a great job, and I know he appreciates all you guys coming here and all that he's doing.
Keep going. Just get that mic closed.
Okay. I know that, you know, a lot of people over the years have laughed at the type of things that, that are being discussed here, that you guys are coming out to report on. The facts remain on our side. I'll say that without a doubt. The facts remain on our side. And as more and more people are becoming aware and realizing what's transpiring behind closed doors, you're going to start seeing more and more people want to join this group.
Yeah, and I think what's really important to remember now, when you're seeing this with the security, you're seeing this with the debate that's actually being happened, the mask is being ripped off. And now they're not even bothering to disguise it anymore. The agenda is there for all to see. And it's just a question of, at this point, whose side are you on?
Tell us about the reportage going on at WorldNet Daily.
Well, we were around here yesterday. I talked with Adam Kokesh, who some of you might know, and some other liberty activists. We talked with some of the protesters yesterday. We got some video of the interactions, shall we say, with the police and the security and everything else. And I think what's interesting about this is, I mean, now, yeah, you have the Associated Press coming and everything else, but the only real reporting that's being done as far as telling what the actual story is, it's independent reporting, mostly web-based reporting. WND is proud to be a part of that, but it's frankly a lot of citizen journalism as well. And I think what's really changing here is more and more people, I mean, people say this all the time, it's almost become a cliche about how the mainstream media is being ignored, but now it's getting to the point where you have major stories that they literally will not cover, actively refuse to cover.
They won't even talk about Michelle Obama or where she's going on vacation now.
Right. More and more people are genuinely aware of this. I mean, you look at the comments and on any online news story or even a YouTube video or anything like that, you are really seeing this whole underground narrative that's spreading among the American people. This does represent something genuinely new and genuinely exciting.
I agree. You guys want to duck into the woods here?
Whatever.
Oh, really? They don't even let you duck into those now?
Why not?
Oh, whatever. Yeah, let's go over here.
To the woods!
Oh, hey, a tarp. Hey, a little water doesn't bother us, but sure, we're all going under here. But, I mean, think about the magnitude of the fact that the system bet the farm on the fact that there's no shadow group, there's no foreign banks that want to take over, and now it's in The Economist magazine. We need technocrats that are unelected to run things. They have unelected bankers running most of the European countries now. Most of the laws are now. Thank you, guys. You're awesome. I don't mind some rain, but it'll short our equipment. All of this is happening, and the shroud is being pulled back.
Okay. Yeah. I agree. I mean, one thing I've noticed since yesterday is that they've moved the barricades. You can't even get up close to the entrance now. Tomorrow, you're expecting, what, 2,000 people? A couple thousand people?
Who knows? Most people say they can't come till Friday night or Saturday or Sunday.
Right.
They got jobs.
Right now, for people who are just listening, it's thundering and lightning in a second, and now it's pouring rain, but they're still easily double the people who were here yesterday.
Yeah, we got 250 yesterday. I got to say, conservatively, 500 and more are walking up all the time.
Right.
Get here, folks. Be part of history.
And here's the thing to remember, especially just looking at the headlines. What's going on in Europe is kind of a model for what is being planned for the United States. Right now, people in Europe can discuss openly. People in Britain talk about this all the time. The fact that most of their laws are not made by
83%.
Right. And what you're seeing in what you saw in Greece with the reaction of the voters there and the reaction of voters in other places is this kind of furious populist reaction to the idea that they're not even in charge of their own financial destiny anymore. Yep. And that debate is coming here, and it's a debate that can't be pushed away. And to show that this isn't a conspiracy theory, this is just the simple facts, you just got to glance at the headlines of the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times about what's going on there, or The Economist for that matter.
This is a great parable of life. All the patriots come together, and in seconds, we have a giant umbrella for everybody. Folks are awesome.
Yeah. And
it's going up by our heat like a hot air balloon. Yeah.
I got to say, the crowd here, this has the atmosphere of a college football tailgate. It's exciting. I mean, this is history, as you said, Alex.
And everybody coming together. It's not about left or right. It's about liberty. It's about freedom. It's about controlling our own destiny and not being slaves.
Yeah.
It's about 1776.
I think Alex popularized a phrase, and it's something that needs to be said again and again and again. The answer to 1984 is 1776, and never forget that.
And that's why they're afraid. They are afraid. Listen, I got this from our source. They just said, yeah, I heard them cussing Ron Paul, and they get real mad when they come through and get bullhorned. They, you know, the Bilderbergs are just kind of, oh, that's Ron Paul people, because they understand. That's folks that are awake, anti-globalists, anti-New World Order, you know, patriots, old line, like constitutionalists. But Tucker's source, and Tucker's always impeccable, said they were, yesterday, seconds after we bullhorned, like a minute after, they were yelling and going, I want Ron Paul and all his people on a plane, and I want to have a Muslim extremist blow it up. I mean, that shows how upset Bilderberg is. They are angry. What do you say to that?
One is tempted to remind people of Larry McDonald and say, look, maybe
we were talking about that the other day. That's why I brought it up. Tell folks about Larry McDonald.
Well, for those of you...
By the way, skip the break. Skip the break.
For those of you guys who don't know, Larry McDonald was a former head of the John Birch Society, a Democratic congressman out of the South. I believe, and he was the man who I believe Ron Paul said was his political role model when he got started.
Yeah, real one. Not even Barry Goldwater.
He was from Cobb County, Georgia, which at that point was... it used to be the most conservative place in America, which Newt Gingrich ended up taking his seat.
No, it wasn't Gingrich. But the point
is, he was like...
Cut it in half. Go ahead. Tell the story.
Well, the main point is the American Conservative Union rated him to this day still one of the top conservative voting congressmen, though he was a Democrat. And in 1983, he was going to an event down in South Korea to commemorate the end of the Korean War with Jesse Helms and Orrin Hatch. And they were on a plane, a connecting flight in Alaska. For some reason, Senator Hatch and Senator Helms get off and take a later flight. Well, Congressman McDonald gets on the flight, and it shot down over Russian airspace. The initial media report stated that it landed safely on Sakhalin Islands. Day later, it turns out everyone's dead. There's no, they have no wreckage. They can't find anything. It's lost at sea.
Zuckerberg likes to do it. And so now they're like, I want to put him and his supporters on a plane and claim a Muslim extremist blew it up.
Yeah, they don't have the Soviet Union anymore, so now it'll be Muslim extremists.
I think that the, I think that, you know, when people talk about these kinds of things, even they use this kind of rhetoric, I mean, this distrust of the establishment, this trust of the establishment of both parties, I mean, people's fear of dispossession economically, politically, you know, the control, the loss of control over their own lives. You see more and more of this every single day. And it is now getting to the point where people can no longer afford to be comfortable. Your jobs are being shipped overseas. Your jobs are being taken away from you. Your pensions are going to be taken away from you.
Our tax money pays to ship it overseas.
Right, right. I mean, the people who rule you hate you. And you have to get that through your head. The people who rule you absolutely despise you. And they're very angry when they hear any kind of dissent whatsoever. And so I don't really put anything past them.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're talking about killing Ron Paul, folks. People can spin this as they're joking in there. They are in cussing fits. And the people working in there, because we got this record from the lobby area, here are these world leaders just like really saying horrible things about Ron Paul and laughing about how they want to kill him and how they can do it. This should be investigated, but so should the Logan Act they're in there violating. Anything else you wanted to add about that?
No, I just want to say to everyone here, keep doing a great job. Keep fighting for the truth. That's all that matters in this world is fighting for the truth and fighting for your posterity. That's why back in 1776, you know, our founding fathers signed that document that said they're fighting for their life, liberty, and their sacred honor, and it was for their posterity, and that's what we are, guys. So don't stop.
Absolutely. And go ahead.
The one thing I would say is, you know, people are talking about the Logan Act and all these other laws that they're breaking and everything else. It's remarkable about how overt that it now is. It's remarkable how they're not even bothering to conceal anything anymore. And I think if you could take one thing away from all of this is the fact that the mask is off. The agenda is there for all to see. There's no disguising it anymore. And so the only question is, what are you going to do about it?
I agree with you. And by the way, I'm going to talk to the network real quick. Great job, guys. WMD.com. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. Here with my crew, with the great folks. Ooh, that audio's neat. I can hear the water pitter-patting on top. Rob Dew, how's everything going there? Command Center on.
It is sounding great, Alex. It's great that you're there with WorldNet Daily and others that are exposing this. That was a great piece on Larry McDonald and his history. I am now searching AP news feeds, all of their feeds, to see if they are reporting on Bilderberg. I have yet to see anything yet, but we do have some articles. Pravda did a pretty good article on you. They mentioned you and RT and others that are there. The Guardian's Charlie Skelton are doing their best to report on the situation.
Pravda for truth when it was always the opposite of truth. And then, but I mean, we do have Salon. We do have the Washington Post was out here. London Guardian's been doing actually a pretty good job. So a lot of coverage of Bilderberg. They are not happy, but we'll see what happens with the Washington Post and AP.
Yeah, this is great because this is all we have to do. Just keep exposing it. Keep putting it on. We are about to go to break. We do have Aaron Dykes's... Okay.
Yeah, we skipped our break, guys.
All right, we are skipping it. Aaron Dykes' article on Garry Kasparov, Bilderberg hopes to checkmate Russia, is up. You can read about that with some how the former chess champion is now going to be, it seems like he's going to be king-made here at Bilderberg. There's also an article about Mitch Daniels from the Journal Gazette, and written by Nikki Kelly out of the Journal Gazette. Daniels among Secret Forum's
right.
VIP attendees. Governor Mitch Daniels is on a short list of well-connected individuals attending the super-secret Bilderberg meeting in Virginia. So it is getting out there. It continues. The shadowy group of small, flexible, informal, and off-the-record international forum in which different viewpoints can be expressed and mutual understanding enhanced, according to its website. And if you saw earlier watching the video, Alex, there's a quick rainstorm, and they all got under some plastic to keep the equipment from getting wet. And going
absolutely
on this article, it says...
Now, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead, Alex.
No, no, just continue reporting as we skip that break.
Okay.
And then we're going to continue on down here. I cannot stress to people enough, I want you to get into that article about Kasparov, one of the only Russians ever to be here, who publicly is trying to overthrow Russia. And again, I'm an American. I'm not going to give up my liberty to a bunch of foreign bankers because they try to scare me with the Russian threat. I'm not saying Russia is a great land of liberty either, but I don't live there. I want the globalists out of my country. I'm tired of the neocons and stuff going, oh, you're not worried about China or Russia. Hey, you know something? In many respects, Russia's freer than this country is now. But I want to go back to the old America where we had more freedoms just 10, 20, 30 years ago. I mean, I'll take the freedom of pre-9/11 any day. And I'm sick of the banksters using fake foreign threats and groups that they're working with in many levels to menace this country. So I want you to get into that. I'm good, sir. Thank you. Again, a lot of scatterbrain reporting here. Not only am I not on a teleprompter, I am out here in the rain talking to so many people. There are so many great people out here. This is so exciting. Sir, thank you for the flask, but people are handing me things as I walk, and it's getting to the point where I'm thank you, sir, where I'm unable to.
You're going to be overburdened.
Like a pack on my back. Yes, I'm getting overburdened right now. Anyways, I'm all over the map here. I'm going to regroup and continue here, cover a few articles. We're going to go back down to the point in the fence where we're able to bullhorn and get in the face of the globalists. There's one area of the fence that they have blacked out because that's the weak point we found 4 years ago when the head of the CFR came out and got in our face, Richard N. Hosh, because you're only about 35, 40 feet from their big conference room, and we absolutely into their event by doing that. And we're going to be here for the next few days. And I say turn the heat up now because them using the cops to intimidate people. I want everybody to get here to drive around at night honking. I want everybody to get here and to march around at night with bullhorns. I want everybody, and I want to do this now, I want to post the phone number of the hotel. And I want everybody to call the hotel. In fact, I meant to do this in the morning. And I'll just give this trick out now because I've been so busy I haven't done it. You just call up, you know, on your iPhone or your globalist tracker chip pad with another camera filming it, and you ask for David Rockefeller's room. I mean, you know he's staying there as a guest. You ask for everybody on the list number, and you just call their numbers, and you'll get them on the phone, and then you can get that out to everybody. I mean, this is what we're doing. And again, there's some folks down here who intelligently know that this is the spot, and we are here telling them, come out with your hands up. So it's extremely exciting, very, very exciting what's happening. So, dude, I'm going to let you take us out to break. I'm going to regroup, and I'm going to come back out. But again, this Ron Paul death threat by the Bilderbergs at Infowars.com is important, and that needs to go mega viral. Get that article out at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv to everybody. And we'll also do some live streaming this evening from out here on the road in Virginia. But, Rob, do take it out to break, and I'll come back about 6-7 minutes into the next segment, and I appreciate the great job you and the crew are doing.
All right. First off, I want to give out the phone number to the Westfields Marriott listed on their website, 703-818-0300. That's 703-818-0300. Go ahead and give them a call. Ask for some of your buddies, you know, David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, Mitch Daniels, Garry Kasparov even, the Russian chess champ, John Kerr, member of the House of Lords, John Kerry, senator from Massachusetts. They're all there now. They're all meeting in secret. They're violating the Logan Act, at least those from the U.S. I want to continue on this article real quick. Daniels among secret forums VIP attendees. And it says, while two other Washington, D.C. events, the unveiling of W's portrait at the White House and a visit to the National Press Club to talk on road funding were listed on the public schedule released by Daniels' office, there was no mention of Bilderberg. Nothing. Not a zip. Okay? Press Secretary Jan Janowski confirmed Daniels will participate in a panel discussion today and then leave. It wasn't on his public schedule because it's not a public event. She even said it's not a public event. Okay? There's the proof right there, people. These people are trying to do this all in secret. We're going to be back with a bunch more articles. I'm going to cover Aaron Dykes's, Garry Kasparov, Bilderberg hopes to checkmate Russia. We're checkmating the globalists right now in Chantilly. Get down there. Bring an umbrella. Bring a poncho. It's Bilderberg 2012, Chantilly 3.0. Don't miss out because it's there. It's happening right now. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
Mm-hmm. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many of the supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Rob Dew, sitting in for Alex. He's out on the front lines. He's right now being the tip of the spear in this battle against good versus evil, against the global tyrants that are in control. And you could be there too. You can get in your car, you can get on a train, you can get on a plane and be there. You can go to Chantilly, Virginia. We just had up over the break, we had the phone number, 703-818-0300. Let's give them a call. Let's talk to the hotel staff there. Let's ask them for some numbers. How about connect me to David Rockefeller's room? He needed me to call him. I'm delivering some chocolates, whatever. Any excuse to get these people on the phone. John Huntsman's there, the former presidential candidate. Richard Gephardt, Austin Goolsbee, he's a Skull and Bones member. Donald Graham, CEO of the Washington Post. Vernon Jordan, the man who brought Bill Clinton to the Bilderberg Group, where they didn't discuss NAFTA to Bill Clinton's knowledge. Gary Kasparov, the former chess champion. And speaking of Gary Kasparov, we have an article written by Heron Dykes, who's on the ground there shooting video. He managed to find some time to write this great article. Gary Kasparov, Bilderberg hopes to checkmate Russia. And that went up just this morning on Infowars.com. I pulled it off of PrisonPlanet.com. There it is right there. Garry Kasparov, Bilderberg hopes to checkmate Russia. And so it's asking, you know, why do you think they would bring Kasparov in there? He's obviously a puppet. Later on down, it says, following Kasparov's arrest after protesting back in 2007, Vladimir Putin, the target of the protest, the writer observed in an interview with Time magazine, why did Mr. Kasparov, when arrested, speak out in English rather than Russian? When a politician works the crowd of other nations rather than the Russian nation, it tells you something. Clearly, Kasparov spoke English for the same reason he toured American media outlets in the name of his cause, because he is quietly backed by little else than the U.S. policy interests. He is backing from within the Russian population is minimal. So there you go. He's being groomed to be one of the next leaders of Russia to go against Vladimir Putin. We saw a few years ago Dick Cheney tried to institute an invasion of Russia going through, I believe it was Georgia. And a lot of people were saying, Russians are invading Georgia. I remember when that came out. That was crazy. People don't know their geography because we've been dumbed down by our public school system by design. By design. It's not done on accident. Okay, the reason they change up these new strategies, but the same strategy is dog training. It's to get you to obey. It's to get you to stand in line. It's to get you to follow orders. It's to get you to see that there are superiors and there are underlings. Are we going back live to Alex? Okay, just let me know. Also, out of Pravda, Bilderberg meeting 2012, everyone not invited. Near Washington, D.C., the Bilderberg meeting started Thursday, May 31st at Chantilly, Virginia, USA, at the Marriott Hotel, and will end June 3rd. Peasants like you and me are not allowed in that hotel. A concerned citizen booked a room way in advance but was later kicked out from the Marriott Hotel in this video. And then it says, the mainstream media avoids, but only a few brave souls like Abby Martin from RT, Alex Jones from Infowars.com, and The Guardian's Charlie Skelton are doing their best to report on the situation. Make sure you check their websites and videos for the latest news on the Bilderberg meeting. And it goes on about who they are, who they work for. That's a pretty good article that we'll probably post soon on our website. We're also going over the Mitch Daniels among secret forums VIP attendees. And his press secretary actually said to the reporter who called, it wasn't on his public schedule because it's not a public event. Here's the quote. I'm going up to it. Right there. No, leave it right there. Go back to that. It's very important. Alex, we can just take your audio. I think we have Alex Jones on audio we're about to go back to. Anyway, his Daniels press secretary, Jan Janowski, confirmed Daniels will participate in a panel discussion today and leave. It wasn't on his public schedule because it's not a public event, okay? That is the way they treat you. They want to keep it in the dark. They want to keep you in the dark while they continue to pull the strings, to make kings, to break kings, to influence foreign and domestic policy. All right, I believe we are about to go back to Alex Jones. All right, here we go. To Alex.
Again, total experimental media as we blow Bilderberg and the shadow criminal offshore government, the usurpers, the invaders, the foreign enemies that have hijacked our country, that are telling us the UN and NATO run our military, that are telling us that they'll secretly arrest us and disappear us. This is the ultra-massive magnitude off the charts. But I just started noticing something all around this hotel in Chantilly. The police have engaged in crimes, and if I had the time, I would definitely try to prosecute them. The problem is we've got a tyranny, so they've got corrupt people above them. But I'm going to go to the police station and file a formal complaint about this. We have video of them going in and pulling over the shuttle lady and basically just saying, don't drive anywhere around it. Then acting like they just said, you go to legal areas. And I said, what are legal areas? And he said, I'm not going to tell you, basically. Here it is. This is the shuttle and bus and also taxi pickup here at the hotel, and it's on different sides of the hotel. And I have seen them pull people over right here where this is a drop-off point. We built these roads. We supposedly own this country. And look at that. I mean, that is worse than the type of stuff we've seen at other demonstrations. That's like telling black people get at the back of the bus. I mean, look at this, Rob Jacobson. I just realized I've seen buses and stuff pull up here. This is where taxis come. This. You're supposed to be able to stop, and they've got pull-ins down there for buses and cabs, and they tell cabs they can't stop while they violate federal law out there. Look at this. Give folks a live stream of that. Fairfax Connector right there. Look at that. Look at that. 703. Keep showing. 703-339-7200. The Fairfax Connector. You got buses. You got everybody stopping here. This is just incredible. All right, again, I can hear Dew in my ear. Dew, are you on the air? And we're still just figuring all this out here.
I'm here, Alex. Boy, it is sounding loud out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We got a lot better microphone.
There we go. That sounded a lot better.
This is unbelievable.
Man, that is amazing. We need more people, I think, to just drop people off there and get it on camera that, hey, I was just dropping my friend off at the spot where it tells me.
There's a bus stop. There's a pickup spot. Of course, there's workers that get dropped off out here at the hotel. And the police are ticketing people criminally because they've been ordered to. This is outrageous.
We need to make documents of that.
I love the fact that there are people bullhorning 24-7 over here at a spot where we're only 40 feet or so away from their big event.
Now, that's the way it has to be. That's
Everybody's doing their sirens. Let the Bilderberg group know we're coming. Total psych warfare against them. Yeah, New World Order, we're coming for you. Yeah, New World Order, we're coming for you. Genius. Genius. Give me my bullhorn. Come here. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do this right now. Come out with your hands up. Come out with your hands up, Bilderberg. You are committing crimes. Bilderberg Group, we know you're violating the Logan Act and doing insider trading inside. We know you're a criminal eugenics group. Bilderberg, we know you're engaged in criminal activities. Bilderberg Group, David Rockefeller, heads of the private Federal Reserve. The Marine Corps detail guarding you. What you're doing is illegal domesticated operations. You are involved in domestic operations. It is illegal. Cease and desist your criminal activities. Cease and desist your criminal activities. Cease and desist your criminal activities. New World Order, the American people are coming for you. This is our country. We know what you're doing. By the order of the citizens outside the Westfield Marriott, this is...
That's the sound of freedom, people. Right there. So if you just tuned in,
we're coming.
They've got their sirens on and they are blasting the conference center. They're about 30 to 40 feet away from the fence line.
We need to come out here and do that at night. By the order of the American people. By the order of the American people, we are aware of your criminal activities. Here, hold that, Richard. I'll be good. By order of the United States Constitution and the powers vested under common law of free humans, your system of parasitic slave control is over. We put you on notice, criminals! We are not your property! We are aware of your criminal activities!
I love it. I love the multi-sirens. We're turning their tools of oppression right back on them. It's our own sound cannon. The people's sound cannon is going off right now in Chantilly. And you can be a part of it. We're putting the address and phone number up. Give them a call if you can't get over there. Give them a call and ask for one of the attendees. We have the list posted on our website.
The answer to 1984 is exactly what our forefathers did to the imperial powers who are still in charge of the world.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when the Patriots come for you? Yeah, your New World Order, militarize the police. We'll take America back, and you know what happens next.
Yeah. Oh, I hope that's not interfering any of their meetings right now. I hope they're able to eat lunch and move on with their conference, you know? They're only planning our lives right now. They're only planning this stuff behind closed doors. They're only picking the vice president right now. And they're probably picking the president.
We are aware of your criminal activity, scum. Bilderberg!
This is just too much.
Come out with your hands up! Bilderberg, scum! We are your American!
got an idea.
Attention, all lovers outside the Westfield Marriott Hotel. We have ruled this an unlawful assembly. If you don't come out with your hands up immediately, we will use less lethal munition. Thank you.
This is a criminal gathering. You are on notice by the people of the United States to get the hell out of our country, criminals!
Yeah! How uncivilized.
Oh, this is great. This is what it's all about. Peaceful protesting against the cockroach tyrants that are lording over you this very moment. And if you can't get out there, make a phone call, spread the word, visit one of our sponsors, go to the InfoWars shop, buy a t-shirt. That helps support us. That helps keep our people there fueled up with batteries. You know, because it takes a lot of batteries to run this stuff. It takes a lot to get people there. People are there on their own dime. Support other organizations that are out there. Spread the word. The more people that wake up about this, the better off we're going to be in the long run.
Can you hear me?
We'll be able to stop them.
What do you make of this? Hey, buddy, how you doing?
So Alex Jones is on site right now with Aaron Dykes, Rob Jacobson, and Richard Reeves. Go ahead, Alex.
No, I can't hear, dude.
Alex, go ahead. Can you hear me?
You just want me to go?
You're live, Alex.
Well, this has been some wild radio. We're going to have more live feeds tonight, 7 o'clock. We're going to have more live feeds Saturday and Sunday and Monday and right back to Austin on Wednesday. This has just been unbelievable. I'm completely exhausted. This is just an incredible time to be around all these amazing patriots. Folks, wherever you are around the country, be part of history. Get here right now. This is so amazing what's going on. Richard, you've been listening to the show. I mean, how amazing is all this audio? People playing sirens and saying, come out with your hands up, knowing we're only about 40 feet away from where they're meeting in there. I mean, give people a wide shot of this, Richard. People are watching at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWars.com. We have free streams right now of all this happening. We just lost our stream, but we're going to go back up right now. Again, worldwide, ladies and gentlemen, we are transmitting at InfoWars.com, XM 166, over 100 AM and FM affiliates. And I can announce to you that more than even in Switzerland yesterday with all the great people and my team, if that was a devastating blow, this is a crushing blow. We are blasting the living daylights out of the New World Order right now. We are turning their little police state tools back against them. The American people are here identifying the real enemy. They want us to only look at their puppet front men. The beginning of the end for the New World Order has begun, and I want to salute everybody that is out here right now. Rob Duke, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Alex. I don't know if you can hear me, but we are catching everything you're saying. That is an amazing bit of protesting going on, blazing
well,
the sirens at them,
my friend.
Letting the cockroaches know that we know that they're in there.
Well, I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you for a little while. Great job, dude. Again, nightly news tonight. Tell us what's coming up on that.
You know, I don't even know. I've been in here so long. McBreen's picking out the show. Of course, we're going to be covering Bilderberg. We'd like to get one of you guys on for a quick pop-in interview, if y'all can do it at some point.
Well,
if not,
fantastic.
We'll definitely start the show off.
Your name's Shepard, right? You're with the IntelHub.com. Come on over here.
Absolutely.
Hey, you've been taking some amazing photos that are up on your site. We've been linking over to those at InfoWars.com. What do you make of this insanity we've been witnessing here?
Well, I actually feel like, Alex, like these globalists are feeding off of this. I think some of them are actually sick, and they kind of actually get off on this type of turnout. But you know what? I think ultimately we'll push them back because...
Yeah, but it's not about the globalists, but the public learning about the spiders.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, some other alternative media group today went into a local news station. They said, hey, why aren't you guys covering it? They got it on film. We're going to post it later. You guys can probably pick it up. But they went in, questioned them, and they said, hey, it's just not important enough. There's other things going on locally. This Bilderberg conference.
There's 10 people protesting Walmart.
Yeah. So nothing's going to...
Well, it's like that MSNBC guy said, if I don't know about it, it isn't important. Those are canned answers. They know they've got their jobs because they're whores. But I'm telling you, this is a big victory.
Absolutely. And I really appreciate everything InfoWars.com has done for humanity, and I salute.
Well, I appreciate you, too. Hey, did you get Kissinger a photo of him?
We got him on video.
Incredible. When is that up now?
I'll give it to you. It'll be out later.
Good. Well, let's get it out now. I want to put it on the Nightly News and link over to Intel.
I'll have Berman's put it up now.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. All right, we'll get all that up at InfoWars.com.
Put it up and send me the link.
They're doing a superlative job as well. We're just out here blasting in the InfoWar one way and the other. InfoWars Nightly News tonight is going to have amazing boil downs. We never even got to the We Are Change video that's on their YouTube. We're going to have some on the Nightly News.
We'll play those tonight, Alex.
With globalists like Ted Turner admitting he wants to exterminate down to 2 billion. Lord Rothschild really freaking out. I mean, it's happening. Resistance is happening everywhere. We're going to win this thing, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to all of you taking action. And again, you still got time to get eastbound and down and get your hind in to Virginia right now because the system does not want you to be here.
Because we're going to do what they say can't be done, Alex.
The sleeping giant that is humanity is getting together and waking up and taking action. Rob Dew, take us out to break, and we'll come back in the next segment. But this is wild.
We're going to break. It's InfoWars.com. This is the Alex Jones Show, and we're live in Chantilly, Virginia. Bilderberg 2012. Be there.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I hurt myself today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. is where you can get all the information. Right now, Alex Jones is leading the charge into Chantilly, Virginia for Bilderberg 2012. And we are kicking the globalist hind in. If you were with us last segment, You could hear the cacophony of different sirens on those bullhorns all in unison blasting the conference room, which was just a mere 40 feet away. I'm sure they were interrupting meetings while people were having their tea and discussing how they're going to kill the whole population of other peasants out there. Meanwhile, Dinosaur Media is barely reporting it. And what's the result of that? Well, the Independent's reporting the cable news nightmare, CNN, and Piers Morgan in audience crisis. Many saw CNN's average audience fall to 388,000. That is a pittance, people. That is so lame. To a mere and with a mere 100, barely 100,000 adults in the 25 to 54 age bracket. And it goes on to each of theirs. It also talks about Fox going down a little bit. MSNBC is falling, declining by around 20%. Fox is down 10%. It's because people are waking up. That's because people are waking up. It even. All right, Alex is going live. Go ahead, Alex. We can hear you.
Well, dude, I just want to say, and I mean, you've done a really good job. So is the crew here with all of this reporting. And here live on the radio and all the video streams, we're going to continue with intermittent video streams that will be up in the right-hand corner of Infowars.com. We are going to continue with a 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock show tonight. You guys do the news first, and then we'll come on after that from down here. But I am calling for people just to pull up, bullhorn them, honk at them, 3 a.m., doesn't matter. These people are scum. And let them know that we're aware of them, and let the corporate whore media know that we're aware of the fact that they've been covering this up, because we've got to expose these are the people imploding the world economy, just like we said, out of Europe, then to Asia, back to the U.S., to implode it and impose as the saviors. They plan on bringing us into a depression we never come out of. It's us or them. These are the people impoverishing the planet by design, screwing up societies so they can't ever get on their knees. What's been done in areas of Asia, Latin America, and Africa, the globalists admit they've helped do, and they now want to do it in Europe, in the United States, Canada, New Zealand, Australia. They give you a $1.1 million fine in Australia and will then arrest you if you criticize the carbon tax. That is in their papers. That is like the Soviet Union. That's just a delivery truck. All the organic food, because they certainly don't eat GMO. All these globalists are obsessed with not eating with GMO.
They might ship in their prostitutes that way, too.
Truck. We don't eat what we feed the slaves. Oh, my gosh. Oh, look, they're in their Jeep. They're tough. I'm going to hit them. Hit them with the bullhorn.
Yeah.
Come on. Here comes another one. Oh, he went right through it. Didn't even stop.
That guy's one of the tough guy boyfriends. Oh, look at that punk. He served the U.N. He served the U.N. That's one of the Marine diplomatic people. That's definitely one of the boyfriends of Rockefeller. I'm serious. Did you see that guy? And these military guys, they love working for the U.N. and treason. They love it. I mean, he looked at me and shook his head like that punk just looked at me. They got all these Marines in there. They had him 4 years ago flipping us off wearing clown masks. Did you get him on video? I want that posted. Whoever's got photos of that, put it on Twitter. And these guys, the Marines are violating posse comitatus, and they look at us and shake their heads like we're the bad ones. Imagine how screwed up their brain is. There's Americans protesting foreigners taking over our country, paying to ship our jobs overseas, who openly are setting up a world government, and they look at you and go... And the guy looked at me and went, just like, pathetic.
That's how scum operates, Alex. We'll be right back. JeffOwars.com, The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.